Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon. BHP is now working to back pay close to 30,000 workers after a major payroll bungle. The company has confirmed they incorrectly deducted public holiday leave entitlements dating back to 2010. Workers can expect to see a bounce in their pay as the company works through the issue. They've now reported themselves to the Fair Work Ombudsman. Mark McGowan will finish up as WA's Premier tomorrow after 6 years in the top job. Roger Cook is set to take over. Rita Saffiotti will be his deputy, while the pair will be formally endorsed on Tuesday. Ms Saffiotti has told the ABC she's still processing after a hectic couple of days.
It's been such a shock, but you have to move quickly, you have to think quickly, and I think we've come out with a really great outcome for the future.
The HECS help debts of more than 3 million Australians is going up, with annual indexation coming into effect today. This year's index rate is 7.1%. That's a significant jump from last year's 3.9%. It would add about $1,700 to a $25,000 loan debt. Woolworths' home delivery fleet is getting a green makeover. The supermarket giant wants to have a full fleet of electric vehicles by 2030, decommissioning around 3,000 diesel trucks. And hundreds of workers in the Woodside building in Perth's CBD have been evacuated in the last hour. There's reports a climate activist let off stench gas in the building. Firefighters are now working through the issue. In sport, two-time Brownlow medalist Nat Fyfe will remain with the Dockers for at least the next 2 years. He signed a contract extension with the club this morning. And Oscar Allen will captain the Eagles again as Collingwood head west this afternoon for Saturday's game at Optus Stadium. The star forward says he didn't need much convincing when the coach asked him.
Yeah, Simo came up to me the other day and said, do you want to do it again this week? I said, yeah, I wouldn't mind it. So, yeah, fortunate enough to captain the side again this weekend in what will be a massive game. And Dom Sheed's 150th.